is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
News for the Soul is now in its 25th year of broadcasting. Tune in live or visit the archives at newsforthesoul.com. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Next on News for the Soul, it's time for Intuitive Medical Healing with Jane Phillips, heard on alternate Mondays. Jane is a medical intuitive, life coach and paranormal investigator. Call in right now for your free medical intuitive scan and energy healing treatments on the air. Dial 646-595-4274 now for your free session. That's 646-595-4274. Please welcome Jane Phillips back to News for the Soul.
And just before we bring Jane on, there's about a bazillion of you holding on the board, and I just want to let you know that our open line shows continues for another 2 hours after this one. So next hour, it's going to be open lines for free readings, and the following hour is open lines for prosperity, energy upgrades. So let's bring Jane on right now. Intuitive Medical Healing starts now. Jane, welcome back.
Hello, everybody. And hello, Nicole. I am here to do some healing for people. And because we have so many people already on the line, I'll take the first caller. I'll talk about me for a second here. And then I'm going to take a quick break and clear all of you because I'm running into a lot of stuff going on. And then I'll take another caller so more people can get a little bit of assistance since we have a bazillion callers, as Nicole said. So, Jane Phillips here. Yep. Jane Phillips here. I'm operating out of Bend, Oregon now, previously out of Santa Fe. I still maintain a lot of connections and do work in Santa Fe, but all over the country and the world. And you can find me on Jane C, the cat, Phillips, PHILLIPS.com. And you can register and have a free 15-minute session with me. I usually do a little clearing on that to see if we might be a match to help you with what's ever going on in your life. So I'm ready for the first caller.
All right. First caller is going to be 415. You're live now with Jane. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, Jane. This is Kate in New Mexico.
Oh, you did pretty well.
I got on.
Kate got on. All right. So Kate and I actually have met each other. So what can I do for you today, Kate?
My jaw, if you could clear the tension of the top, it's kind of like the top of my jaw all the way around my teeth, the top teeth.
Okay. A jaw and top teeth. Okay. And so in terms of discomfort, you know, I like to do the number thing. So what's, on a scale of 1 to 10, how uncomfortable are you?
4 to 5.
Okay.
I know it happens in my sleep. So the frustrating thing is in my sleep, I feel like I can't control it. You know, I can't prevent it when I'm sleeping. So then in the morning,
Have you been diagnosed with TMJ?
Yes.
Okay. So for those of you listening, I just use an acronym. TMJ stands for tight muscle jaw. So it's for a lot of times people have the ability to clench their teeth, and then they really get out of alignment by the time the morning comes. Okay, so Kate's been diagnosed with TMJ. Okay. All right, well, let me see if there's anything I can do. I'm going to double-check whether motion code. Okay. So, Kate, we're gonna go and do a quantum practice, which means we're going to – it's a two-step – first step is I'm going to release all your symptoms. The second step is we're going to add the stuff you want in. And if anybody is listening and you want to follow along, I don't know if this will work, but it's worth a try. As I'm working with Kate on her symptoms, if you have some stuff that's really bothering you, just on the make a big T on the paper, and on the left side of the paper, you're going to, the label for that is release, and on the right side of that T, with the line in the middle, is restore. And I might be able to do more than one person, but we're going to focus on Kate. And if you focus on yourself, you might, I might be able to do more than one. It's worth a try, so take heart, all of you listening. All right, so you've got top of the jaw. I'm putting the release things of jaw tension. And 4 to 5 discomfort. And you have a TMJ diagnosis. Don't want your body to own that. And then in your top teeth, how, what's going on with your top teeth? Does there's tension there?
Yeah, it's
what
kind
is
of
it like?
It's not really in my teeth. It's more the gum line. It's just the tension going up into the top, how they describe it.
Okay.
But my teeth themselves do not hurt. It doesn't hurt like I have a cavity. It's more just a tightness.
So we're releasing tightness in jaw and gums. Okay. What else is going on with this? In terms of emotional things or other symptoms you're aware of, are you frustrated, angry, depressed, discouraged, anything else?
It seems to happen when I'm unaware of it. You know, like I'd say maybe frustrated. It comes up when I'm frustrated. It could be something simple like, oh, I don't remember a password on a website. You know, it could be something small. Or there's traffic, and then all of a sudden I'm not aware I'm clenching until it's kind of too late. And then when the pain comes, I'm like, oh, I shouldn't be clenching.
Yeah.
Putting the energy into that.
Okay. Right. So we're going to write down unaware of clenching. Okay. Anything else? Any emotional feelings around this besides frustration?
I guess it's kind of cyclical, because then it gets worse. Then I'm angry that it's tight, and then it gets tighter.
Okay, yeah. All right. Anything else?
No.
Okay. So, for Kate, what we want to do is I'm going to release all of these things, okay? And something that popped in my head before I go to the restore part is, is there a feeling in any way that this is never going to get any better?
Yes, because it's been like since I was a teenager.
Okay. Because I want to put that in, because if that's a thought process that's at a subconscious level, then
yes,
it becomes self-fulfilling, right?
Right.
Okay. All right. So we're going to do the restore side. So the restore is kind of like affirmation. So those of you following along, what is it you would rather have? So instead of tension, you want a relaxed jaw and mouth, right?
Sleeping peacefully.
Peaceful, sleep, no, use your languaging. Sleeping peacefully.
Awareness awareness of tension starting and ability to release the tension by breathing, for example.
Okay. Let me see. Instead of angry, what do you want? Calm, peaceful?
Calm.
Okay. There's a piece that's coming through, Kate, about confidence. Like maybe confidence, you know, like health, confidence in your health or something. Anything
okay.
occur to you around that? Okay.
Maybe confidence to change. I can change to go, you know, going back to the unconscious belief of
yeah.
not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Confidence to change. That's a good one. We've got awareness, and
mm-hmm.
And your level of discomfort was 4 to 5. We don't want TMJs, so kind of want the word loose in there.
Okay. Yeah.
But the idea of not being, you know, like you have no control, right? But
yeah.
loose, relaxed muscles.
Mm.
There we are. That's what your muscles are all messed up.
Yeah.
Frustrated. What's another word for frustrated?
Agitated. Oh, the opposite.
I'll write it down.
Like flow, maybe something about being in the flow.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. All right. I'm going to check. Is this enough for us to get going? Okay. So for all of you who are following along, as I'm working with Kate, are going to assume I'm working with you. I don't know how this works, but guidance is telling me we're going to go for it and see if we can help more than just Kate. And Kate is the lead for us. So what we're going to do is I am going to place my hand on all the things that aren't supportive for Kate. Around her tightness in her jaw, and I'm going to pull all of those things. We're going to release all of those things with a statement, and then I'm going to go to the other side and pull the good stuff up, and we're going to restore that and see how much we can do to help her. And this may help a lot, or it may help just a little. It's been going on for a long time. Know for each of one of you that if the things we're releasing, if for Kate, we didn't think of something or she didn't think of something, we are going to ask for all items plus anything else we might have forgotten that gets pulled forward. So God and the universe is checking. And when we restore things and put the good stuff in, we're going to ask for all of this plus anything else we may have forgotten. So turning it over to God. So right now what I need to do for Kate is I'm going to ground myself. This is a bigger process than some of the others that I've done. I'm going to be really grounded. And then I'm going to put the energy of Kate on a platform in front of me. For anyone listening, if you want to pretend and know that it will work, that in front of me is you, your energy. But right now I'm focusing totally on Kate, and you're going to grab the energy that I'm doing, everybody who's listening, and work and assume that I'm also working for you. All right. So I'd like to call up Kate's energy and place them on a platform in front of me, place her on a platform in front of me. And I ask for the maximum amount of healing possible at this time. And I'm placing my hand on all of the things she wants to release. And as I'm breathing out, I'm pulling up all of these things up out of the paper into my hand for release. And I call up all of these items with, as well as anything connected or associated with these for all times. And I ask for the complete release of her tension in her jaw for Kate from the beginning of time to beyond time and space. And now I'm going to do the release statement. And I ask that this all be brought up and release, remove, detach, eject, shield from the beginning of time to beyond time and space now. Okay, I'm going to have to do it twice. This is pretty stuck. So I ask for the complete release of her jaw tension for Kate from the beginning of time to beyond time and space. And I ask that this be brought up and release, remove, detach, eject, shield from the beginning of time to beyond time and space now. There, that took. All right. Now I'm placing my hand on the restore. And for those of you listening, you could put your hand there too if that makes you focus better. Pulling up the things we want for Kate's best and highest good. And I call up all these items listed as well as anything connected or associated with these for all times. And I ask for Kate that all items listed be completely integrated into all levels of her being. I ask to restore, rejuvenate, and reintegrate to their highest harmonic frequency now. All right. All right, now I'm going to check physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, release, remove, detach, eject, shield, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, fear, past life, karma, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, fear, past life, karma. Okay, Kate, I need you to drink some water. Assume you have some with you.
Mm-hmm.
And then just, I don't know if you're in your room or not, just you could walk around the bed or walk out and then back.
Okay.
But don't take too long, just a quick one, and then check how you're feeling.
It feels like, it feels better, definitely. It's better. It's kind of moved up. Like it's moved up from my jaw and it's in the temple. So unless you can do something so it releases.
For anyone listening as well as for Kate, when it moves up, it sometimes gets stuck. Mm-hmm. And so what you need to do is we're going to ask you, Kate, I'm going to have you open the top of your head a little bit in terms of like salt and pepper shaker. Or if you think you need a bigger hole, you can do some bigger ones. And you're just going to focus on that energy and let it release out of your body the rest of the way. So if anybody out there has a headache or is feeling tension as Kate is, you're just going to imagine that you have spaces in the top of your head that will allow this energy to totally leave. So just focus on letting it out. You might see it as like smoke coming out. Sometimes if it's more stuck, it'll look like little geysers of air. We're just going to focus on that, and I'm trying to help it come out. I'm going to use my hand a little bit, and over the top of your head, Kate, I'm just going to pull some of the energy that's stuck out, go some of it's cutting.
Yeah.
All right. Give it another maybe 30 seconds and you can let me know how you're doing, Kate. Okay, how are you doing?
Yeah. Yeah, good. It's funny. Yeah, now it's kind of tender. Like the top of your head, that where there's an indentation in it. It's tender, skin is tender to the touch, but yeah, it moves out of the temple, out of the jaw.
It's there's a lot going on when we have stuck energy. So this is going to take about a day for the whole thing to release.
Okay.
More, but I think you're going to be all right.
Great.
For now. And you know how to reach me if you need a little something, a booster.
Okay.
But I think you're, yeah, but I think you're good.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. And I hope that helped other people listening too.
Yeah.
So great. I'll let you go on. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Kate.
All right. And it did help. I could feel it going up. Let's go to 845, I think was next, 845. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, my name is Maria. I call from New York. How are you?
Good.
Ooh.
The question I'm going to travel when I go in Italy now in September. You see when I can
this
eat
is,
there?
This is a healing show where you get, this is
no,
for healing.
Whatever I can eat, I have a little bit of diabetes. Whatever I can eat more or less, you know.
I'm sorry. I'm not really under, I apologize. I'm not understanding exactly. I'm pretty good with other accents.
I'm
going
to just put her on hold, and I'll pop into the screening room and try to figure that out while we go to the next caller. 267. 267.
Okay.
What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, Jessica, Pennsylvania.
All right.
Okay. Have we talked before, Jessica?
Yeah, I think I spoke to you last week or the week before. I don't know. The week seemed to be very long.
Okay. And how did it help you today?
So I'm calling about the job situation again. I have been actively applying and interviewing still, and I will become very excited about, like, I'll see what's opening up for me, my new life, but then I will have, like, days like today, which are just, like, awful as far as just, like, super frustrated because the jobs that I'm being asked to interview for are, like, very low pay, whereas, like, I want to jump up to a higher number and get settled right away. So it's just a lot of frustration keeps coming up, and, like, I don't know what it is within me that I can't. Well, I don't want to say I can't. What?
You said you can't keep saying what you wanted to say.
Why
you
can't
I want
to double the rate that I'm getting. I want to double and triple it and be done with this, get settled in a job and work on other areas of my life. Like, it's very frustrating. Like,
right.
I don't want to keep interviewing for jobs and then move a job just to get, like, $3 more an hour.
Okay. So the question is, the real issue is what's the block, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think I'm valuing myself. I see my value. But, yeah, the only thing that, like, spirit brings to me is these, like, low-paying, like, this low job where I'm under – I'm not seen and respected for who I am.
Okay. All right. Let me check. If you've got a broadcast message, you don't. That's not it. What I would say, Jessica, as an intuitive hit, I'm going to do some emotion code around this. I think that's going to be the easiest way to give you some breaks. The tricky part is that spirit may be sending you into a position, but if you meet the right people, it could catapult you somewhere else. I'm getting sort of intuitively, and this is an offering, so you can, you know, do what you want with it, that I'm sort of getting the impression that you may be skipping some steps. And it might be that if you have if you find a job that would be rewarding for you, right, that maybe doesn't pay exactly what you want, it may lead you to exactly what you want, and that might be what Spirit's doing. I don't know that, but that's kind of what's coming through.
That sort of has come up for me a little bit too, but it makes me like really, that even in itself makes me really angry, because my whole thought, and I know this is like a limited thinking, but like my whole thought is like, I'm just looking for a job that I will be okay at so that I can start building my consulting business here or my healing business here. Like, so it's not, I just want something I can settle into. So I know it's like, well, let Spirit guide the way, but I'm having difficulty like believing that that's what's happening.
Right. Okay, let's see. I think the best way to approach this, Jessica, is to do some emotion code, because you never know. And if you're just trying to get a job that will support you until you can get your healing business going, that in itself is setting a contradiction up. And so let's see if there's some trapped emotions that are getting in the way of your ability to discern which jobs you might want to take anyway, because there might be another opportunity there.
I know when people like take jobs and then do their healing business on the side to build it, and it's like I'm finally trying to do that because I have to because I'm in a situation,
right,
and I can't do it like everybody else, and that even makes me angry and upset. Like I've been crying all day.
Okay. Well, we don't want you to invest in the paper industry, so let's see what we can do here to be a little bit supportive to help you get. It sort of feels, and this isn't meant to be judgmental because we all do it. We sometimes get in our own way because we can't.
Yeah.
We can't see the 30,000, foot view. We're just too close. And the other piece for everybody listening, because you're not the only one that's going through this stuck stuff, and I'll do some emotion code that will affect others. When we're too close to it, we don't have good discernment, and there's a timing thing that happens a lot of times too, where we're trying to do something when it's not the perfect timing, and then all of a sudden it is. And sometimes perfect timing can take more than a day or two. It could take a week. It could take months. And not to get frustrated with me saying that, it's just that it's tricky to navigate the timing and our needs and our sort of requirements. And so I'm going to do some emotion code, because you're frustrated. You've got an investment in Kleenex and tissues, and you don't want to settle necessarily. So let's see if there's trapped emotions that are getting in the way of your ability to project and get a supportive position that you would actually be good at and enjoy while you're also getting your healing business going. So I ask all obstruction and interference to be removed in the name of the light. And I suspicion you have some possessions, so. Okay, so you've got a couple hangers on her, so I'm going to remove two possessions. And these are just energies that are kind of like your energy field. They relate. Maybe when they were alive, they were going through similar frustrations. So I ask for the white light above your head, Archangel Michael, Mother Mary, Jesus, Archangel Raphael and Uriel, and 20,000 angels. We invite these two to cross to the light, to whomever would welcome them home with love and acceptance. And then I'm going to just do a little healing. I'm going to do a little ho'oponopono on you quietly, which I'll say it once out loud and just quietly to kind of remove anything else. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. And I'll do it quietly a little bit more. Okay. Would it be beneficial to do emotion code? The answer is yes. I'm going to find the first emotion. The first one is unsupported. All right. I don't have to find out when this emotion got trapped anymore. Other practitioners of emotion code might need an age. I don't. So we're just going to pull. Your guides are showing me the file folder with the event to put unsupported in as it's contributing to the job hunt. So here we go. Three swipes over the top of my head to remove it for you, Jessica. One, two, three. Is there another trapped emotion? Yes. This one's unworthy. Obviously won't support you in a job hunt. And there's not an age on this one either. So we're pulling that out so it's not in your energy field. So here we go. All right. Is there another trapped emotion? Yes. This one's stubbornness. I relate to this one pretty well myself.
Which you worked on also last week, which it did. I did get some shifts there. That was helpful.
Yeah. So, and here's what happens for people listening and for you to know, Jessica, we can have the same emotion because there are only 60 in the chart. Many times, Dr. Bradley Nelson, who created this, said we can have probably a year's worth, 365 emotions trapped in our body that are getting in the way. And there are only 60 listed here. So that means you can have the same one several times from different events that affect us differently. So here we go. One, two, three. Yeah, this one's a big one for you. So I'm going to do three more swipes, six. And this one doesn't want to release very well. Hang on. Two. Hang on. All right, is stubbornness out? Yeah, stubbornness out, no. All right, come on. What age? I'm going to have to go back and find the event. How old were you? Okay. Are you aware of anything that happened at age 10? An event where you might have felt really like stomped your foot, put your foot down and said no, and, you know, we're really trying to, I feel like, get your independence or something.
I feel like that was my whole childhood and my teens and my 20s, but it never mattered. It never mattered that I was stubborn. I still had to do things I didn't want to do.
Okay, so there we go. I think it went on its own. All right, is stubbornness there? Has it been released? Yep. You just had to acknowledge it because I wasn't getting it unstuck. Yep. It didn't serve you. You still got stuck with stuff. Okay. In the name of the light, is there another trapped or hidden trapped emotion for Jessica?
What about sadness and exhaustion?
Sadness is in here. Just a second. And exhaustion is not as an emotion. It's a state of your body. Hang on. But there's an inherited emotion that they want us to release. It's going to help you. And it might be sadness. I don't know. Let me check. Inherited emotion. Yes. Yep, you win. It's sadness. Well, you know, sometimes the people I'm working with and assisting will come up with the stuff because they already know the sadness. How far back does this go generationally? So it's 20 generations. And where's my fancy calculator? So a generation, according to Dr. Nelson, is between 20 and 25 years, and I've just decided to work with 25. So it's about 500 years ago that this came into your, sort of into your DNA, and it came in through your father, actually, not through your mother. I was expecting your mother, but they said came in through your father's DNA. And so we're inviting all of the family that would like healing from sadness. This heals the generations back, all the way back, the souls back there, your any parents. It also heals any children going forward. So, and we invite any cousins of Jessica that might want to come in. All right. I have to do 10 swipes over my head to get this out. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Hang on. It's a little bit of a stuck one, too. Okay. Are there any more trapped, inherited, hidden, inherited? Psychic trauma? Yes, and psychic trauma. Psychic trauma is when more than one emotion is trapped. It's still a shorter swiping. All right. And usually it's two emotions. In your case, it is. These are like two emotions that are holding hands, kind of like marbles. Can be double, two colored, and you can't separate them. So psychic trauma, I'm finding the first one. First one is defensiveness. One. Is peeved. It's one of my favorite ones. So, do you know what peeved means, right? It's a level down from irritated. Yeah. It's defensiveness and peeved are actually kind of good ones together. But basically is a kind of a less level than irritated. It's kind of like slightly put off. So are these the two? And the answer is yes. So do I need to know anything more? No. So three swipes and we're going to pull this out. 1, 2, 3. Okay. All right, is there another trapped, inherited, inherited, psychic trauma, prenatal preconception miasm? Is that it? Okay. I'm not sure, unless you wanted a private session where we would have a full hour, Jessica, that I can do much more with this. I just offer that guidance is basically offering that you have high expectations in a way that's not allowing you to kind of have the 30,000-foot view. So if there's anything that you can do in a meditative state to kind of step back to give you a little bit more understanding, timing-wise, I'm not always the best at this. It feels like it's going to be maybe another 2 to 3 weeks before things sort of gel for you, and that maybe the work that we did today, and if you can do some quiet time in the morning and just get and not try and do anything, but just kind of settle in to what comes to you, that maybe you're going to need that time to magnetize the perfect position that will support you as you become a healer.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. And I have been thinking about doing a private session with you. And that's, I need the extra. I don't even want to like go through it, but yeah, I'm just able to cover the motel room with my paint, my,
Yep. Right.
It's one of those things.
So when I tell people, at least Jessica, cause I know about the, you know, that you're not living in ideal circumstances. So just, try and be, take some time every morning, take a half an hour and just kind of sit. And anything that's fear-based, it's like, what am I going to do next? I don't have any money, any of that stuff. Just throw it. Say, we'll deal with that later. I want insight and see what comes forward. If you want to talk further, you can reach out to me through my website at janecphillips.com, and we can talk for 15 minutes or so and see.
Thank you, Jane, for your help. Yeah, thank you so much.
And blessings and good luck.
Thank you. Same to you. Many blessings.
Okay. All right. Take care.
And keep us posted. Let us know how you go. 203 is next. 845 is in the wings. Let's go to 203 with your first name. And where are you calling in from?
It's Pat in Connecticut.
Hi, Pat.
Okay.
Hi. I'm glad I got in. I just got suddenly just a huge change in me, really kind of rattled and freaked out and irritated, and I'm not sure why that happened. It's been tough period.
Okay. Is there anything more that you want to say about that you're comfortable on the air?
Well, I'm comfortable saying anything. I think you worked on me a few weeks ago, and I was really glad that you removed entities. And in general, it's been 2 years of really incredible struggle. I guess I'm making really strong strides to shift all this. And I think I'm coping a little better. More crises come up. You know, with it's a car, finances, situational as far as where I live, difficult energy, and I think there's progress on all of this, but it's all still a struggle. I'm concerned still with my health. It's just, on every level, I am trying to look into and see what can I do about it.
Okay.
And there's exhaustion, and mainly the information I get on that is because it's you know, emotional, but it doesn't feel that way to me.
Got it. All right. Let me see what we're going to do that maybe will help a little bit. Okay, I'm talking to my guys when I say okay. Sorry, I do that. I'm an out loud talker.
It's like I suddenly got spooked. That hasn't happened in a long time, and sometimes I wonder if something going on in the world.
Yeah.
I'm also.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead. Okay.
And I'm also spooked. Also spooked where I live. The driving is absolutely insane. And, I mean, really, really bad. I just saw a picture of a car on top of two other cars in a parking lot where I go. I mean, the whole town is, there's accidents everywhere, and everyone's really disturbed by it, and nothing's done. And it's freaking me out because I drive a lot.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to do, well, first I'm going to do a little ho'oponopono as I did with Jessica, or maybe I did it with Kate. But so ho'oponopono, for those of you listening, is really good at kind of taking out some stuff in a shorter period of time. The four statements are, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you. It's the assumption that we're all part of the whole. So anything that's happening to Pat is something that I was part of the creation of. And so I don't have to intellectually understand that. I'll just buy into it. And so I'm going to do a little bit of that on you, and I'm going to do, I'm keeping an eye on the time. And Nicole will butt in when we have just a minute or so. So first I'm going to do that for you, Pat, and then I'm going to do a little emotion code and see if I can take some of this overwhelm that you've got out, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. So the first thing is, this is directed at Pat. Anyone else who wants to receive it can, or you can do it for yourself. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I'm going to do it quietly for a minute. And I'm being guided that you should focus on your breathing, Pat, and just focus on breathing into your diaphragm. Put your hand on your stomach and just breathe into your hand. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. Are there any trapped emotions we can release for Pat in this time? Yes. The emotion I'm going to release is resentment. And I got a statement that I might have to watch the time here, see if I can do it. All right. No age, right. I'm going to do three swipes over the top of my head for resentment. I got a statement that might resonate with you that popped into my head, Pat, which is more of a question. Why is life so hard? Does that resonate at all?
Oh, my goodness. My whole life has been so hard. There was a writer that was going to write about my life at age 26, and then he decided he couldn't because no one would. He was a nonfiction writer. He said no one will believe it was true. That was age 26. I'm 69. It just hasn't stopped. And with a real...
I'm going to pull that statement. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't want it projecting. And I think I've been pretty good at this. So to what degree is my life is so hard true for you? 550% true. Proof, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But we don't want that projecting forward.
No.
So at the very least, I'm going to remove it. I'll remove the pieces of it. We won't have time to do a restore statement or an affirmation, but I will... you can contact me by email and we can do 15 minutes for free, or you can get 15 minutes and we'll fix the other side. But we're going to remove that. In other words, what happens is when we have a statement like this, whatever it is for those of you listening, there's some guy when something happens, it's like, my life is so hard, here we go again.
Yeah.
And he pulls the chemistry in your body that just makes it worse. So we're going to just pull that statement so he can't do the chemistry so that you can think more clearly about what you're going to do next. So
okay.
Here we go. Then I have to write, here we go again. We're trying to break a pattern.
Thank you.
So here we go. I thank the universe for going straight to the past life connection to the seed thought that caused... For Pat, my life is so hard. Here we go again. I left, asked to release, remove, detach, eject, shield this issue to infinity and beyond now. Now I have to pull any roots out, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, fear, release, remove, detach, eject, shield. Physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, fear, past life. There's a past life component. I have to go to past life 181,434. I have to release, remove, detach, eject, shield this issue to infinity and beyond now. Physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, fear, past life, karma. I ask to release, remove, detach, eject, shield all karma around this issue from the beginning of time to beyond time and space now. Physical, mental, release, remove, detach, eject, shield. Physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, fear, past life again. Number two. All right. Past life two. I have to go to past life number two. For Pat, I have to release, remove, detach, eject, shield. Any issues around this from that time forward to infinity and beyond now. Mental, emotional, spiritual. Release, remove, detach, eject, shield. Physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, fear, past life, karma. I have to release, remove, detach, eject, shield all karma around this issue from the beginning of time to beyond time and space now. Physical, mental, spiritual, fear, past life, karma. I thank the universe for going straight to the past life connection to the seed thought that caused for Pat. My life is so hard. Here we go again. I ask to release, remove, detach, eject, shield this issue to infinity and beyond now. Physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, fear, past life, karma. All right, my life. Well, it's instead of being 550% true, it's minus 70% true.
Whoa.
So I didn't, which means it's for me, it needs to be minus 120 to be totally out, but it's now minus 70, which means that there's only a little bit left that might still get in your way, but it's not going to be too bad. And it's going to take how many days for what we did here to process out. So it's going to take about 4 days to process out. So on the 5th of August, some of this is going to be out the rest of the way. If you have a headache or anything, because we're out of time here. If you have a headache or anything, just imagine your head has holes and that any stuck energy is releasing.
Okay.
All right. And
you are janecphillips.com. Is that your, that's your website. What's your email?
jcp@geyserllc.com.
Okay.
Yep. But if you go to JCP, you'll be able to log on and create a 15-minute free session with me.
I'm so grateful, so grateful. And thank you to Nicole. I'm so desperate and so grateful for this help. And that was exactly the statement that's been going on in my life. And the resentment is coming in, even though I'm, don't like it there.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. God bless.
Keep us
thank posted. You. Thank you, Nicole.
Waiting for Nicole to come back.
There we go. I was cut off the board. I'm back now, and you are most welcome. It was interesting because I had talked to 845. Apologies to you. Call in next time, but I felt the urgency of taking the other line first, and I'm glad we did. So there you go. Okay, Jane, we have about a minute, an entire 60 seconds to wrap up.
Well, hello, everybody. If you want to reach out to me, I do 15-minute sessions. Generally, I'll always clear people during that time, so if you think you got gunked up energetically. But you can reach me. My healing website is intuitivemedicalhealer.com or releaseyourpotentialnow.com. It's the same place. JaneCPhillips.com will lead you into that healing website. It also leads you into the paranormal work that I do. So feel free to reach out to me. I am in a position where if you reach out to me within the next, if you become a client in the next few days, I'm doing a big price increase and for my time, and I want to help as many people as I can. So if you feel like you might want me in the future, I'm grandfathering people in at my current session pricing, but for until the end of September. But reach out. I'd love to help as many people as I can. And thanks for listening in today, and thank you, Nicole.
All right, Jane, looking forward to next time already. Back in 2 weeks, Jane C. Phillips, and all linked up at newsforthesoul.com. Psychic Love Doctor is next, right after this.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.